This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Police in Pakistan's capital Islamabad have detained former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto at her home, preventing her from leading a protest march against the state of emergency. There are also reports that thousands of her supporters have been rounded up. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
Dozens of police block the tree-lined avenue leading down to Benazir Bhutto's lavish residence in Islamabad. There are coils of razor wire, an armored jeep, concrete blocks. Parked nearby, in case of trouble, stand several large blue armored vans with bars on the windows. These are for carting off protesters to join thousands of other opposition activists, lawyers and civil rights campaigners now in detention in Pakistan. It isn't long before the vans are in use. Female police officers, aided by plainclothes intelligence agents, drag away a middle-aged woman, a party activist, who attempted to visit her leader. Party spokeswoman Sherry Rehman says Bhutto's status today isn't clear.
This is clearly not just an emergency, this is a return to the black days of martial law of 1977.
A little later, Bhutto tries to leave by car, but she's blocked by police. According to Pakistan's Interior Ministry, a detention order on her has been served, though Bhutto denies receiving the paperwork. Bhutto was planning a rally today in the nearby city of Rawalpindi. This was intended to ratchet up pressure on General Musharraf to meet her demands for transitioning to civilian rule. She says only when he does so can the negotiations between them resume. Instead, she ends up standing on one side of the barricades around her home, watched by hundreds of riot police as she uses a bullhorn to address the press on the other side.
I tried to have a peaceful negotiation. I worked out a roadmap with General Musharraf for a peaceful transition to democracy. And I'm very disappointed that though there was a peaceful way, he chose the non-political path.
A few of Bhutto's supporters gather outside her house. Some are arrested. Some melt away when the police arrive. Demonstrations are banned under the draconian emergency laws introduced by Musharraf nearly a week ago. Those who've tried to hold protests have been beaten by the police and arrested by the hundreds. Today, Musharraf and his security agencies were clearly determined not to allow Bhutto's rally to go ahead. The area of Rawalpindi, where the demonstration was planned, is sealed off by thousands of police and soldiers in scenes reminiscent of the security operation a few months ago, when the former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif flew back to Pakistan from exile, only to be turned away at the airport. Abida Hussein, a senior official with Bhutto's party, said the rally was intended to be a peaceful, lawful protest.
This democracy, does this stand in any way remotely close to the claims that General Musharraf makes that he is moving us towards democracy? This is naked, outright military dictatorship.
Yesterday, under intense pressure from the international community, including the US, Musharraf said he would hold parliamentary elections in mid-February, a maximum of a month behind schedule. He also said he would quit as army chief once Pakistan's new Supreme Court, packed now with his allies, validates his recent election as president for another term. But Benazir Bhutto has said this is not enough. She wants Musharraf to end the emergency at once, quit the army by next Thursday and hold elections on time. That's mid-January. She's a master of political theatre, and with the world watching her every move, she's the one turning up the heat on Musharraf. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.